other aspects of this tshuva, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Since we didn't establish a new topic, so you should start thinking about a new topic. If anybody has any suggestions, I'm open to it. I think usually we try to do what the people want. If not, maybe we'll just do something in the Parshas HaShavua, or again, Pirkei Avos, we've started a few times. Every year we get through a couple of Mishnayos. Try to get a little further this time. But since we were doing those topics, and we were especially spent 2 or 3 weeks on the relationship between Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and the Rambam's about Ritzui and Kapara, and so on, so we didn't finish that topic, so I thought I would just speak a little bit more about that issue today, and say, starting next week, if people have any particular broader topics or otherwise, we'll probably move to something else. Again, we were discussing the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Beis, the end of Perek Beis, and we discussed several aspects of it already. The relationship between Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, generally, how foundational that is in other areas of Halacha too. This being a good example of it, whether every Ben Adam L'Makom is a Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, or whether really are distinctive, how distinctive, different b'chayvim, or just different properties and characteristics in terms of how they're expressed and implemented. Those are the issues that we were discussing. The question of the relationship of this issue to how one goes about kapara and tshuva, what about the relationship of pirsum to ritzui chaveiro? These are some of the issues that we were discussing. The relationship between the Gemara and Bava Kamma and Perek HaChovel, Masugya and Yuma, the question of Haknata, what happens when Bakashas Mechila is actually more painful to the victim, even if it's something that might accomplish something on behalf of the Avaria. And these are some of the issues that we were discussing. And then also how you define Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro in light of this, and maybe differently in different contexts, things like Kaved Vichov Yasinecha, and Eishes Ish, the Arayas of Eishes Ish, whether that's different to Mekalel. A number of those are the issues that we were discussing. So I just wanted to add a few other ha'aros to the discussion. We began the discussion in a way to link the sugyas in Bava Kamma that we're doing, Meruba, Gneva, and Gezela, with to link that to the question of Kabbalah on one side and Nizkeimamon on the other. And we noted the stira in the Rambam, the apparent stira in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chovel Amazik, Perkei Halacha Tes, and Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis. Perek Beis, as we discussed, the Rambam says, Aval Avero, Shebin Adam L'Chavero, Kegon Chovel B'Chavero, O HaMekalos Chavero, O Gezel, B'Kiyotza Behen, Eno Nimcha Lo Le'olam Ad Sheitan L'Chavero, Mashu Chayv Lo B'Yertzeyu. Aval B'Shehichzir L'Mamon, Shu Chayv Lo, Tzarech L'Rasoso, Ulisham V'Lisham Mimenu Sheyimcha Lo, etc. So here the Rambam makes it clear that it's not just Chavala, but Gezel is included as well in the requirement not only of Hachazaras Hamamon, but Ritzui and Pius. Whereas in Hilchos Chavala Mazik, Perek Hei, Halacha Tes, there the Rambam seems to draw the distinction between Chovel, based on the Mishnah, between Chovel and Nizkei Mamon. Inadom Mazik Chaver Begufa L'Mazik Mamono, Mazik Mamon Chaver Kim Jashilim Mashu Chayv L'Shalem Nizka Perlo. So then the Ram explains also nechbal yosak zori v'lo yimchalo ein derech zeri Yisrael b'kach, and similarly he discusses that same idea also ladim shiach zori v'lo yispayes yonoch chavatzas v'kasher lichos v'shoshen v'akish menu achote limcha mocha v'leiv shalem v'nefesh chafetza. The same thing in Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Yud. It would be important, I don't know if we'll have a chance, we would have a chance now because I came in a little bit late, but maybe one other time we'll take to finish this off, also to compare the language of the Rambam's rejection of Achzorius in Hilchos Chovel with his rejection in Hilchos Chovel Amazik, in addition to a few other points. But this was the problem, and this is the question that the Lecha Mishnah already asked. How come Gezel is included in Hilchos Teshuva when only Chovel, as opposed to Nizkei Mamono, in Hilchos Gezeilos? I was suggesting, as an extension, Lecha Mishnah seems to say Gezel is different than Mamon. And I was trying to extend that to the topics that we've been doing, not just because Yesh lo hana mimenu v'hu mitzaris chaveiro, which is what the Lechem Mishnah is saying, but that those are symptomatic of Gezel being very different, being much closer to Chavalah, and so on. But I just wanted to discuss some other perspectives on this issue and problem, because I think they're important for Hilchos Tshuva, but they're also important for our topic. So the first thing I just wanted to add to the point is that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to disagree with the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, both in Shar Aleph, Perek Mem Dalet, and in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Ches, in both places, and I think it's known, the Achronim point this out, that Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees with the Rambam. In his opinion, Gezel only requires Hachazaras Hamamon. It does not require Sheyiratzes Chaveiro, B'dibur, or B'pius. However, it's interesting to note that there seem to be two formulations within Rabbeinu Yonah himself. In Shar Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be happy with the idea that this is a monetary crime, and therefore it's solved in a monetary way. You return the money, then the you know, you're off the hook. Your record has been expunged. In Perek Dalet, however, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, maintains this idea, but it's clear that he considers that to be under the rubric of Ad Sheyiratzes Chaveiro. And it's not that Gezel Mamon or Nezke Mamon doesn't require Ritzui, just that the Ritzui is monetary. That's different than saying you don't need Ritzui at all. It's just a quid pro quo financial, it's a financial crime, and it doesn't really need Tshuva, it just needs redress. So even within Rabbeinu Yonah, it's possible that there are two formulations. The idea that Hakzaras HaMamon is itself a form of Ritzui is an intriguing idea, and one which, again, is important for the things that we're doing, because it's implying, again, that there is a pega of some sort, just that your Miratza also, there is an Avera here, but there's Ritzui in a more objective and a more monetary way. So that's an important, both formulations are important, but got some more... I think that's what he really has in mind, based on Dalet Yud Ches, that's more intriguing. On the other hand, the Smag, Mitzvah Ayin, and Tezayin, if you put them together, obviously try to reformulate the Rambam completely. The Smag in Mitzvah Ayin quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Chol V'Lamazik, Perkei Halacha Tes, and then he adds, when he talks about Nizkei Mamon, which don't require anything other than payment, umikomako mitzvah lishol mimenu mechila, kasher bianu b'mitzvah zvidui. So the smag seems to be sensitive to the problem, apparently does not want to be mechalek between gzela and other niske mamon. Instead, is suggesting that even kol niske mamon would require lechatchila she'elas mechila, but it would not be something, mikomako mitzvah lishol mimenu mechila, Kasher Biarnu, not something that would be Ma'akev the Kapara. And if you look at his discussion of Vidui, which he refers you to in Mitzvah Tesvat, Tezayin, there he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Obviously, that's a Hebrew is bothered by the same problem as the Lechem Mishnah and as everybody else is bothered by, the parent Stira in the Rambam. But instead of being Mechalik between Gzela and Nizkei Mamon, as Lechem Mishnah did in his way, as we suggested in our way, the suggestion of the Smag is that even this kemamon lechatchila require bakashas mechila, and that's how we understood what the Rambam meant in Gezel v'huadin v'gzela. And he adds e gozlo v'kayotze bahem eino nimcha leolam ad sheyishalom ma'ashachayev lo v'gam tzarech sheyiratzeu v'yishal mimenu mechila. In other words, the eino nimchal is limited to yishalom ma'ashachayev lo. That's Ma'akev the Kapara. But the Gam, Tzorech Sheyiratzeu V'Yishal Mimenu Mechila. That would extend, according to the Smag, even to Nizkei Mamon. So it dilutes the uniqueness of Gezel. Gezel doesn't stand out, according to the Smag, but Nizkei Mamon is upgraded to having a Chiyuv, L'chatchila at least, of Bakashas Mechila. However, it should be noted that that's how the Smag probably understood the Rambam, or wanted to understand the Rambam, or what he took from the Rambam for himself, with as you know, with as little change as was necessary, but it really doesn't sound that way in the Rambam itself, as we already discussed. The Rambam really sounds like it's ma'akev, chovu b'chaveiro, o mekal b'chaveiro, O gezel kiyot. So then there's absolutely no difference between them. Eino nimcha lo liolam hachita mechaver mashu chayiv lo v'yiratzeyu. So it doesn't say what the smag says. It's eino nimcha lo liolam hachita mechavero. V'chayiv gam kein liratzeyu. The Ram says, eino nimcha ad she yachzir v'yiratzeyu. So while this, I say, might be the smags being influenced by Shitas HaRambam, it doesn't really work well yet in the Rambam itself. But there is another suggestion that I remember seeing to answer the Rambam, aside from the Lecha Mishnah and the suggestion that we imposed according to the Kibbun of the Lecha Mishnah, and that is as follows. There's another distinction between the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel and the Rambam here in Hilchos Teshuvah. That's an important one. The Rambam here speaks about being ma'akev the mechila, eino nimcha lo le'olam ad she'yitan l'chaver mashu chayev v'yiratzeyu. The Rambam speaks about bakashas mechila and ritzui. And then he goes on to say, afal pi she'hichsi lo lomen shu chayev, tzorech l'ratzoso, v'lishon imenu she'imcha lo, afil lo hiknitz es chaveron b'dvarim tzorech l'faiso, etc. But then the Rambam says, "Lo rotza chaver limchalo." Maybe shura shall give the adam mireyav kupogin bo mivakshim imenu lo nisratza maybe l'shnia shlishis lo rotza medicha v'holechlo v'zeshel amachal hu achote v'im hayirabo holechaba afilo elef pa'amim ad shigimchalo. So it's not 100% clear in the Rambam, but if you look very carefully, Rambam says that if the fellow doesn't, if it's not Rabbo, but anybody else doesn't forgive you after three efforts, then he's the chote, because he is achzari, because also lo mishi achzari v'lo yitpayes eli yanoch l'ratzis v'kasha l'chotz. What about your kapara? Just that he's a chote, but you're still left without kapara? Or you've done your job, and therefore you are miskaper. You're not miskaper until you try three times. Once you're in a state of three times, and it's he who's the chote and the achzari, and you did your job, if that's the situation, so do you get the kapara or not? It's not 100% explicit, but it seems pretty clear in the Rambam, and if you look carefully again previously, the Rambam never says that you need the mechila of the victim. He says, "Ein nimchala le'olam ad she'yitein lechavero." The Yiratzeyu. The question is, what does Yiratzeyu mean? Does it mean the effort, or does it mean the actual achievement? But for the continuation of the Rambam, it sounds like that it's the effort. Moreover, lo rotza chaver limchalo, maybe lo shur shol gimel b'adam, lo nisratza maybe lo shni or shlishis, lo rotza menicha b'hol echlo, v'zeh shelo machal hu achote. It should be noted that the tour, and Rabbi Yonah and others, they explain that you're not obligated after three times to continue to pursue this reluctant, or maybe not just reluctant, this achzari victim. But the Rambam says more than that, as an Osa Kalim point out. The Rambam's Shita is that when you try three times and you do not succeed, then you're supposed to walk away. I don't know whether it's Asur to continue to try to appease him, but at minimum, it's not necessary. And it sounds like the Eitz HaTovah is you should walk away. If the Rambam really felt that, if you don't achieve the result, that you're going to end up lacking kapara, it's going to be ma'akev kapara, it would be strange advice. Yeah?
When looking at this, this issue, Ari and I saw the Shuv Shteh HaLechem.
What's that?
It was just something quoted in the
brother film. Of the Shut Lachmi Toda?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it's on Bar-Ilana. And in Siman Tesvav, he has a number of suggestions dealing with the issue of the Lechem Mishnah. Yeah. And in one of them, he suggests, ultimately rejects it, but he suggests that in Chovel, unless...
Oh, that's what I want to get to. I think that's not just a suggestion. I mean, there you do require
mechila. Exactly.
Well, that's a mefurash in the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel.
That there's a difference, but it's still... He went so far as to say that you don't achieve kapara
Right. So that's what I want to get to in a second. Okay, very good. Again, you don't know who wrote it.
No.
Okay, but it's
they
good.
They have biographies on the Mario.
I think they do.
The newer ones, yeah.
They have, not on the old.
Oh, okay. Again, if you look carefully, Douglas Covell, and again, I didn't see this Tshuvas Shteilechem, but I remember hearing or seeing many years ago this suggestion that this might be the difference between Covell and Gozel. Again, if we look carefully, the Odei Shefresh Ben Niske Gufa Leniske Mamono Shomer LeChavero Same Eini Ktas Yadi Amanasha Tepater Rezochai B'Chamisha Dvarim Shedever Dua She'en Namrotz Bekach. I'm sorry, the wrong one. That's the other one. In the dom mazik chaver b'guf of the mazik b'mona shemazik chaver alkim tshishili mashu chayv l'shaim niskaper chol b'chavero api shenosim b'chamish shetvarim ein niskaper al filu hikru kol eli nivoyos ein niskaper lo v'lanim chalavono ad shivake shvin hanichbal v'yim cholvo. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Chovas. Again, I don't think it's impossible to read that way in other things. Depends what the word v'yiratzeo means, but as I just mentioned, the fact that you can be v'yelechlo, that you can walk away, and that just according to the Rambam, you're supposed to walk away, may certainly point to the fact that you don't need the mechila, you need the protocol of the ritzui. Now, it could be that there might be another explanation for that, and that is that if the other fellow is the chote and the achzar, so in a way, you know, the question becomes, that's a separate aveira, that he's the chote and the achzar? Or, you know, that in light of that, it recolors, not what happened, but it recolors the way that we look at this whole thing. But until that point, you really require not only his ritsui, but for the first three times at least, you require his mechila. It's not just your three efforts, but until he's an achzari and a chote, so once he's an achzari and a chote, so then what I'm suggesting is the mechila is no longer ma'akev. However, what do you have, the Shteilechem on the screen there?
Yes, and the biography.
And the biography. Okay, so who was he?
Moshe Chagiz.
Ah,
Moshe Chagiz. Son of Yaakov Chagiz, the author of the Halachos Ketanos, who was born in Yerushalayim in 1672.
Okay, that's a very, that's very caution. For Moshe Chagiz is very, very Yadua and the Yuchas. So, okay, so that's how he explains this discrepancy.
He suggested it. And then ultimately reject it.
Why does he reject it?
He has a number of attempts to try to...
What's the minute? Tezvav?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll look at it. Just if we do one more on this issue, maybe we'll just see what his other suggestions are.
He's also renowned for his opposition to Shabbat.
Yeah, that's why he's... I think Professor Elisheva Karlbach, I think she wrote her thesis on him. Is that right?
It's a book.
That's, the book is now out. Yeah, I'm just a little... I'm a little out of touch. What? Yeah, so she wrote that was her thesis was on Moshe Chagiz and his opposition to Shabbat Tzvi, Beit Tzvi. Okay. I think there's another explanation. If Adshi or Atseo really means that you get the Mechila and the Kapara as well, that you need the Mechila, so the point may be, and this is a very interesting idea, that for the first three times, it's not just the bakasha, it's the potential for the mechila. Once this person becomes a chote v'achzar, then getting mechila from him, I don't mean the goy muslim afreim, that for sure not. What I mean is right now there's no longer ikuv for somebody who's an achzar and a chote. You don't need his mechila, especially since he became an achzar and a chote in this particular parsha. But until that point, it's ad shir atzeu. Now, the Rambam Nuchas Chovel is not talking about gimel zmanim. So in that case, the Rambam would be saying the same thing in both places. Moreover, when it comes to Chavala, if you explain the way I'm suggesting right now, in other words, this other suggestion, then when Hilchas Chavala, there's no difference between Chovel and Gozel, and the gimel pamim applies equally to Chovel as it does to Gozel. And that's actually, that part of it seems pashtus in the Rambam of Tshuva. So that's one way, and I think that is instructive in its own right. But if we take this other diuk, which the Shteilechem suggests but rejects, but which other Achronim apparently also suggest, I remember seeing it somewhere, and that is that there's a difference between Govel and Gozel, so then it turns out that there are two or maybe three categories. But Govel ends up being unique. That's why you have Hilchos Chavah L'Mazik spelling it out, and there it requires Mechila, as opposed to Gozel. If that's the case, so then it raises another question, though, and that is, so how come they're put together here in Hilchos Chavah L'Mazik? I asked the question before. It sounds like they're together with regard to the Gimel Pa'amim, that question. But just in general, the Rambam puts them together. Right? He puts Mekalel, he puts Gozel, he puts Chovel, all together here. So that remains an issue. But basically, perhaps one could say the following, and I think this is based on, I think the Prichadosh says something like this. The Prichadosh, I was going to read it, but it's a little late, but it's Siman Tavav, which is the proper Siman, the Siman about these topics, of Achiratzes Chaveiro. So both the Prichadosh and Siman Tavav, and then the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Daled, raise the following issue. That is, when you have Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and this is directly relevant to how we began this whole topic, which I think was Yonah's suggestion, about the relationship between Bein Adam L'Wakam and Adam L'Chaveiro in terms of Ritzvah. And that is, are there two aspects to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, or only one? We say Ad Shiratzes Chaveiro, is that, you know, only an interpersonal Aveira, therefore only an interpersonal Kapara? Or is there also an element that spills over, every Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is also Bein Adam L'Makom? We discussed was, is it only Bein Adam L'Makom? Is it the opposite extreme? It's only Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. If it's both, how is it both? Right. And it has its own dynamic. But of course, it's also Bein Adam L'Makom. The Ribbon Shalom, who invested in man, Tzelem Elokim, wants man to behave in a certain way to his fellow man. That's his concern as well. Not just, you know, not just as a chiyuv, and then becomes between the two of you, a kind of remote control. It reflects on your Tzelem Elokim, even as you relate to him. And there's no question that, on a psychological level, it's certainly true. On a halachic level, it's even more true. A person cannot be a good Bein Adam L'Chaveiro person, you know, unless he has a proper Bein Adam L'Makom perspective, and vice versa. You can't be cruel and mean, or even insensitive to your family and your friends, and be an Oev L'Makom. Clearly, both of these things are always related. So both the Prichadosh and the Minchas Chinuch point out that if you look at Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph, it's perfectly clear that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is included as well in regular Vidui and regular Tshuva, in the Chatosis and the Avisis and the Pashatis, V'chein Bali Chatos, V'ashamos, the Rambam here in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, V'chein Kol Chai V'Bisos, Bezdin, V'chein Chomid L'Chaveiro, Chovel B'Chaveiro, or Mazik Mamono. Here the Rambam even mentions Mazik Mamono. Some people think there's a steer between the Rambam and Perek Aleph, where he mentions Mazik Mamono together with Chovel, and Perek Beis, where he only mentions Gozel, never mind Hilchos Chovel. But it's not. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam is simply talking about the fact that even Mazik Mamono is an Avarya. Not consistent with the Rambam's view in Hilchos Chovel, Perek as well. That doesn't mean you require Ritzui Chaveiro, but you do require Vidui and Tshuva Miliasis Bazeli Olam Mikol Chatasa Adam. That's even in Iske Mamono, and certainly in Gozel and in Chovel. So as the Prichadosh and the Minchas Chinuch point this out, that at least according to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, it's clear that there's a Beit Adam Lamakom aspect and a need for Tshuva. And indeed, the Rambam was talking about Ein Yom Kippurim Utshuva Miskaprim without all of this. So then the question becomes, this is a question that a lot of Achronim discuss, including the Prichadosh and the Chasvinach. Can you split the two? Can you say, well, every Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is both in a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and a Bein Adam L'Makom. Maybe you require Ad Shiratzas Chaveiro in order to you know, resolve the situation with your friend, but you require Vidui and Tshuva Bein Adam L'Makom. So the question can be in both directions. If you never do the Vidui and the Tshuva, but you only did the Shiratzes Chaveiro, have you at least neutralized the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro part of it? And vice versa. Let's say you do the Vidui and the Tshuva, and you're sincere about it. You know, Lichamti, Boshti, Eini Achzor L'Zeod. Say all of these things. But you haven't yet done the Hakzaras HaMamon and the Ritzui Chavero, or both of them. So we say that at least you've accomplished the Bein Adam LaMakom part of it. So the Prichadosh in Siman Tafresh Vav and Mechaskino both assume, as another Pashut, that that will not work. That you know, it's a package deal. I think it's a very interesting question. Again, it goes to the heart of what we began speaking about when we began the topic. Is it all this or all that? Or are they two separate and completely separate and separable? Or are they integrated? But even if they're integrated, the question arises, well, what will happen in the situation of Eino Nimchal? Let's say you have this in-between situation of Meratze, Bakashas Mechila, but there's no actual Mechila. Will you still say that that you can't go ahead with the Vidui and the Tshuva? That's how far will you take this idea that it's a package deal, that you have to be Nefayis Chavero and the Rabbana Shel Olam. So, for example, what would you say in the case of Chavalah, assuming that you need Mechila, would you say that until you get the Mechila, you haven't done the Ben Adam L'Makom part either? Or since, when it comes to other Averos, like Gezel and Niske Mamon, right, it's a package deal, fine, but at least all you have to do is the Bakasha, or Bakasha Gimel Pa'amin, and then the Tshuva works. So even if I say the Mechila is Ma'akev in Chavalah, we'll explain why in just a second, but is it Ma'akev on the Ben Adam L'Makom side as well? Or maybe that at least is limited to the Ben Adam L'Chavero side. Maybe it depends why it's Ma'akev. So I once saw that this is the suggestion, I don't remember where I saw it, to be honest. I once saw somebody made this suggestion, based on the Prichadosh, in other words. Prichadosh says that you can't split them. Maybe if that's the case, we could explain the difference between Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Chovel. Because in Hilchos Chovel, the Rambam is not interested in Tshuva. The Rambam is interested in neutralizing the Aveira of Chavala. And he basically says that until Achi Ratzes Chavercha, Chavercha Vehu Yimchalcha, until that point, you still have issues outstanding with him. The Rambam there is not talking about Bidui, he's not talking about Kapara, he's not talking about Tshuva. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is talking about Tshuva. Tshuva of Yom Kippurim being Mechaper. So maybe the Rambam's Kiddush is, even though what I said in Hilchos Chavalah is true, but the requirement of Ad Shenimchal of Hilchos Chavalah is not Ma'akev Tshuva in Perek Beis, Halakha Yud Yud Aleph. There it's the same as Gozel. There you require both. Right? Vidui, Tshuva, and Ritzui, Chavero. But there you don't require Mechila. And that would explain also, and I don't know if this is my Ha'ara or where I saw this all many years back, but that would explain also why it doesn't sound like the Gimel Pa'amim is different for Chavala than for anything else. As we pointed out, that seems strange. Because if you really require Ad Shenimcha, what are you going to do? Unless you say the other suggestion that I made, in which case you might say that Achi Yiratzeu means Nimchal anyway, which is once he becomes a Chotevi Achzar, his Mechila is no longer Ma'akev. But if you don't say that, so what happened to that halacha? The answer is, from Hilchos Tshuva point of view, from a Vidui point of view, that's not a problem. It's only a problem in Hilchos Chovel, not in Hilchos Tshuva. That's why everything is where it is, and it's very, very Meduyah. In similar fashion, one might raise the following other question, which again, the Achronim raise. And that is, good, if you can't, assuming you can't split the Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavero aspects of these things, so to what extent do they have to be done, you know, in the right order, too? The right order being, you know, Pius and Ritzui Chavero presumably comes first. And then you do the Tshuva and the Vidui. Well, let me put it this way. If there were two separate Averos, then you should be able to split them. And then even if for technical reasons you couldn't split them, the order wouldn't matter very much. As long as you end up relating to both, so your kapara could be delayed or held in abeyance until you address both aspects of your chet. But if the idea really is, what we again were trying to explain way back then, which is that this has been Adam Lakam because it's been Adam Lechavero. but it therefore has the dynamic of a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in terms of the chefts of the chef and how you define it. So then it would be Tovu V'Sheretz B'Yado if you were to make vidui and tshuva without having returned the object or being Meratz Chaveiro. And if that's true, then the order has to be proper. But at minimum, one could ask the question, and in the case of Chabala, when you are Meratz Chaveiro and you are returning the money, but he has yet to be Mochel, can you at least do the tshuva then? Let's assume you can't. If you don't want to go so far as what I said a second ago, which is that you could accomplish the kapara, a Bein Adam L'Mokom at least, in this case, without the Mechila, as long as you do the Pius and the Ritzi and the effort. But even if you don't want to go that far, at least, in terms of the order of things, does one have to, hold back on his Vidu, to the fellow who doesn't want to be Mochel, Tzim Kippur? You want to do, you want to say Al-Chait. And can you do it? And will it work? Will it work at least, once he's Mochel? So here, I might very much distinguish between, I wouldn't say it's told to the Sheretz B'Yado, it just means that you need both. And here, the order might be Makkah. This idea, and with this I conclude today, that Kabbalah may require Mechila, while Gozel, let's say, may just require the effort, the Pius, the Ritzui, I think is a very important concept if it's true. It may be based on different psukim. The Gemara Nachovel quotes its pasuk as we discussed, as opposed to the Gemara in Yuma. We discussed that at the time. But I think that there's a lesson to be drawn here, and that is in the hierarchy of things as we've seen. There's Nizke Mamon, there's Adam Amazik, then within the world of Gzela, there's Gzela, there's Gneva, and then of course there's Chovel. We'll be discussing this more fully as we go forward, but. As we get, as we move in the hierarchy, things become less economic and impersonal and more personal. And I think this is particularly true in Chabalah. The fact that it expresses itself in Mamon is one thing, but primarily it's Maisa Veron Yisr. Gemara even has a discussion of, Nefesh B'Nefesh and Yad V'Yad, and Mamon or Mamish. And again, we'll discuss it, but it seems clear from the Gemara and certainly from the Rambam, both in Yad Chazaka and Mor Nevuchim, that there's some sort of a concept of kofar, involved here. Meaning, you end up paying the kiyama tashlumin is money, but in a certain sense, it's very personal and it's very much begufa adam that you injured him, and as such, it's not just a question of paying him and being meratza him. It could be that every Chabalah is unique and personal and different. And therefore, it's not enough to just go through a protocol. Receiving his mechila is really a crucial part of it. The fact that there are hey dvarim in Kabbalah and there aren't hey dvarim in any other nezek, is something that the Gemara learns out from Zeres HaKasim and so on. But the question is why? I mean, the truth is, the animal, probably also has nezek and ripui. Let's say he's an animal that works in the field. So, his value in the future going forward is worth less. And also he's going to have to get paid vacation, for a few days. I don't know if there's boshes, unless you talk to the zoological society people. But the point is certainly when it comes to certain aspects of the Hei Dvarim, they theoretically could be applied. And certainly true in the other direction. In other words, instead of determining Hei Dvarim, one could have just had like a wider view of what Mazik is, of what Nezek is. And the discussion of the Gemara about, Nezek v'makom Tsar, Tsar v'makom Nezek, and Ripui, highlights this idea. A lot of the aspects of the Heidvar overlap each other, and they could easily have been formulated in a less complicated way. But the whole idea is that the experience of Kabbalah is really a very personal experience. It's not just, financial. If it's financial, you can lump it and you can overlap it. But it isn't that at all. The Ripui Lechud, the Boshas Lechud, the Nezek Lechud, it's very targeted, intentionally it's targeted, because these are all the various things that you're, it's basically not only a maisa aveira, but it's a very personal assault on an individual, and therefore each of the components is really a separate mechayev and a separate component. And for that very reason, I think the whole idea of Kabbalah as kofer, and the whole idea of Kabbalah as being very personal, requires not only that you go through the motions, I don't mean go through the motions in the sense of insincerity, maybe even very sincerely, but it can't be, the kapara in Kabbalah maybe cannot be unilateral. It has to really include the agreement of the victim. As sincere as you are, in the end of the day, it's so personal and singular, and that's reflected by these dinim of Kabbalah, that that the actual mechila of the victim becomes a crucial component as well. So crucial that it ends up that you've done nothing until you receive it, or we could still acknowledge that the effort, you know, is at least not total v'sharetz biyado, and maybe not even ma'akev some aspect of an effective vidui in tshuva, that still remains an open question. Why don't we go next time, maybe one more time, we'll talk about some of these in Yanin. There's the Rambam sheet, at least, unlike Rashi's reading of the Gemara, which is when it comes to Rabbo, also you require mechila. Even if it's Rabbo, if it's, you know, gimel pamim, that's not enough. I feel elef pamim. You know, what exactly is that all about, and what does that mean? And a few of the other aspects of Holicham Kivro, etc. So we'll finish with this, Yud Hashem. Okay, just give me 1 minute of the rest of my stars, and I'll be back for it. Is that better to do particularly? I mean, it's...